I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At this point, it's not a secret. Multiple reports have already confirmed that the Knicks are looking to make a major trade this offseason. If the Knicks want to do that, they're going to need the picks, but they're also going to need the players. And that begs the question, what players will the Knicks include in a trade to get that star that they covet this offseason? Well, according to one NBA insider with ESPN, he reports that Mitchell Robinson could be available for a trade this offseason. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. According to an NBA insider, he reports that Mitchell Robinson should be available for a trade this offseason. I can't say I'm surprised. If we look at Mitchell Robinson's history with the Knicks, each and every year, he is normally dealing with a significant injury. That causes him to miss a lot of games, and the Knicks have to scramble and try to fill in for what Mitchell Robinson gives the Knicks on a day-to-day basis. And it's very hard to do that because when healthy, I'll admit, Mitchell Robinson is a game changer on defense for this team. Now, obviously, his offensive game needs a lot of work. He is only really a lob threat for the Knicks at this point. And the Knicks do not utilize the lob threat enough to justify Mitchell Robinson being out there on the offensive side of the ball. He needs more moves on that end. And right now, Isaiah Hartenstein, his backup, who has basically replaced him, has more of an offensive game underneath the basket. Because not only can he dunk, he has that floater shot as well, too. And he is very consistent at hitting it. Because of all of these factors, it looks like the Knicks are going to re-sign Ihart. And with Mitchell Robinson, what do you do with him? Do you keep him? Do you keep him on this roster and have him come off the bench? Or if you're the Knicks, do you trade him and try to get a star player that you covet this offseason? Well, according to Chris Herring, an NBA insider with ESPN, he states that Mitchell Robinson is actually available for a trade. Let's break down these latest reports. Shout out to Sports Illustrated for breaking down the following information. According to them, when ESPN's Chris Herring was speaking about the Memphis Grizzlies and the ideal trades that they should look out for, he mentioned the Knicks. Now, maybe he knows something that we don't know, but when he was talking about this, he said the following. Mitchell Robinson is the ideal landing spot for the Memphis Grizzlies, whom he said should be available in a trade. Now, you might be asking yourself, why would the Knicks even entertain a trade with the Grizzlies for Mitchell Robinson when you could argue the Grizzlies really don't have a player on their roster that the Knicks could utilize right now that would be available in a trade? Well, according to this report, Sports Illustrated continues by stating, moving on from Robinson and getting a backup center on a veteran's minimum contract or from this year's NBA draft could solve their financial crunch in terms of trying to sign OG Anunoby and also trying to re-sign Ihart. Shout out to Sports Illustrated and ESPN for giving us the following updates about the Knicks and Mitchell Robinson. Again, I am not surprised that Mitchell Robinson is coming up in potential deals with other teams. However, I am a little bit surprised that his name is coming up for the Memphis Grizzlies because I don't think the Grizzlies have anything right now to offer us that would make it worthwhile to trade Robinson. But you're probably asking yourself, I know the report is from Chris Herring, who was talking about Memphis Grizzlies making an ideal trade for Mitchell Robinson. But what's the trade? What trade is Chris Herring proposing that the Grizzlies do with the Knicks? Well, thankfully, we have that information covered for you as well, too. According to Sports Illustrated, Chris Herring is wanting the Knicks to make the following trade. The Knicks receive Luke Kennard from the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies receive Mitchell Robinson. If the Knicks do this trade before June 29th, the Knicks can waive Kennard and use the cap relief to re-sign both Hartenstein and OG Anunoby without fear of becoming an apron team. We have to remember that. Now moving forward, getting close to that second apron is going to be a problem for teams that want to contend and have flexibility. If the Knicks stay away from that apron, it helps them a lot moving forward. The main reason Chris Herring wants the Knicks to make this trade is because he feels this trade proposal could give Robinson a fresh start in a team that badly needs his skill set. The article also mentions that Robinson...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Lost his starting role to Isaiah Hartenstein after missing 50 games following a midseason ankle surgery. Financially, I can completely understand why Chris Herring is trying to push the Knicks to do this move, because if they do that, it solves all of their concerns that they had moving into this offseason, just in terms of re-signing players. OG Anunoby and re-signing him, not a problem anymore. I Hart and re-signing him, not a problem anymore. Are we closer to the second apron now? No, we're not, because we got rid of Mitchell Robinson. These are things the Knicks are going to have to think about moving forward. You also have to think about Mitchell Robinson and that injury past. He is injured a lot. He misses a lot of games. The Knicks look great when he's on the floor, especially defensively. But when he's available, they look like that. How many games is he available each and every season for us? And under head coach Tom Thibodeau, how long will that last? Is he going to continue to get worse and get more injury prone each and every year and miss more games? If that happens, doesn't it help the Knicks right now to make the trade when he's on a good contract that's descending? In my opinion, it does, especially if you get back a key player that can help this roster get better. I personally would not do the deal or trade with Memphis, because that trade does not make any sense. The Knicks could get better assets for Mitchell Robinson and then go out in the draft, draft the center on this team, and then develop him as the backup to Ihart. Or you want to give Sims that role and then you want to draft a wing or a power forward? I'm okay with that too. Either way, it's clear. The Knicks are looking to build for the future and they need players that are going to be available and ready for the games that matter the most. We're talking about the postseason. If the Knicks keep those guys and re-sign those players, we're going to look good moving forward. If they continue to retain players that are injury prone and don't help this team moving forward, the Knicks are going to find it very tough to remain flexible while trying to build a contender in the Eastern Conference. That's why I think the key is Mitchell Robinson. He is great. Offensive rebounding juggernaut. Defensively, he is a monster. I would love to keep him and Ihart on this team. However, if a player that the Knicks covet is available and the crux of that trade going down is getting Mitchell Robinson involved in the deal, I'm doing that deal every single day. We have a starting center right now in Isaiah Hartenstein. We all know that. We're going to re-sign him. I think most of us already believe that. Since that's the case, we have to think about the future, what we're going to need for the future. That's what Leon Rose and this Knicks front office must be thinking about right now. I'm not sure if Chris Herring has any insider information, but the fact that he mentioned this while talking about potential trades for the Grizzlies and other teams has me believing that potentially Mitchell Robinson could be dealt this offseason if the right star becomes available. The right star, the right fit under head coach Tom Thibodeau. If that doesn't exist, I don't think the Knicks are just going to go out there and try to trade Mitchell Robinson, because that doesn't make sense either. You don't want to go out there and get any star to add to this team. The Knicks are beyond that. We are a contending team at this point, so we don't have to go out there and try to get each and every star that becomes available. We now have the luxury of waiting for the star that fits this team to become available and then pounce on that star. Do everything in our power to get that star on this roster. That's where the Knicks are right now. We're there in large part because of Jalen Brunson, but also because of what this Knicks team did with that next man up mentality. That next man up mentality under head coach Tom Thibodeau got us the second seed, even though we were dealing with so many injuries. Got us to the Eastern Conference semifinals, game 7, in our house, which we likely would have won if we were fully healthy. We were there, one game away from the Eastern Conference finals, and we weren't even fully healthy. If we get this roster fully healthy come next year, this team is going all the way to the NBA Finals, maybe even beyond that. Leon Rose and this Knicks front office, I trust them. They're going to get the job done. Mitchell Robinson, if he needs to be traded, guess what? He's going to be traded if it means this Knicks team getting better and becoming an even more competitive team next year. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports about Mitchell Robinson and potentially him being available for a trade? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Hey parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.